Welcome to the Gut Goddess Show, your weekly podcast to help you create one happier, flatter, and more joyful belly and life. And I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-round fan of food. Welcome to another Gut Goddess episode, and this week we're talking about one of my secret weapons, I'm talking about the supplement that I think everyone should take, the one prescription. If I were a doctor and prescribed things, which I am not, FYI, but if I were, this would be a prescription I would give everyone that can help all aspects of your health, and that is meditation. And it's also one of the things that I probably struggled with most. It's one of the healthy habits that I have had the most resistance in incorporating into my life, but have found it to be one of the most beneficial. And it's often free and it's well researched. There's loads of evidence to back it up. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. But if you haven't taken the Gut Goddess quiz yet, then head over to supernaturallyhealthy.org/quiz. Because I've got some awesome goodies waiting there for you when you can find out why it is that you feel a bit rubbish, overwhelmed, or a bit crap. You can find out everything, find out which Gut Goddess profile you are, and I can send you a report with some bespoke action points in it. So make sure you head over, take the quiz. Otherwise, let's talk meditation. So let's talk about this one supplement that everyone should be taking. It's the one thing I recommend to all my clients. It's one of the biggest things that can make a really big difference in terms of your digestion, your hormones, your immunity, your mood, your kind of performance, cognitive performance. And it's something ideally we want to be doing every day and taking every day, and that's meditation. And you might be thinking, oh, meditation. I thought we were talking about supplements, but I deliberately frame meditation from this aspect of either a supplement, taking a supplement, or a prescription. I'll often say to my one-to-one clients, imagine I am writing you a prescription, and I'm saying if you take this one pill every day for the next 6 months, you're going to see improvements in your mental health, in your digestion, in your sense of well-being, in your energy, in your sleep, all of these different things. Chances are, if I said that to you, if I could give you this miracle prescription that you'd of a pill you took once a day, that's generally going to improve your overall well-being. It's backed up by research and science. If you do it every day for the next 3 months, you're going to notice some shifts in your health just by doing this one thing, taking this one thing every day. Chances are you would take it. You would get that prescription filled out ASAP. So it's the same with meditation, and that is why I deliberately frame it in this way, because it once you can reframe how you approach the word meditation and mindfulness, actually you can really start to embed it. Because I know for me, and I know for lots of people, that you can mention the word mindfulness or meditation, and I'm going to use those intertwinedly, that's a word, and people will just switch off. They think it's something they don't have time for, think it's not really going to make a difference, like it's some sort of hippie optional extra that some people really like and it's not really necessary. Whereas I would actually suggest that the result of a daily kind of mindful and meditative practice is actually going to give you real tangible results in your health and well-being. So what I'm going to do is share a little bit about my journey into meditation and be real with you guys and honest, as I always am, and then share a couple of resources with you and ways that you can do this. And then we're going to do a really, really quick live meditation at the end of the podcast that I would encourage you to stick around for and just see, use it as a little experiment. It's only going to be like two to three minutes long, and I would just like you to do it and see it as an experiment of how you feel once it's over. So that's what we're going to be looking at. So meditation, my story with it is I always used to think people who meditated were just people that had loads of spare time on their hands. I'd be like, no guys, I don't have time to meditate. I've got like shit to do and a really long to-do list. Like, do you not see how productive I'm being here? I just thought meditation was maybe a spiritual practice of a spirituality I didn't really connect with or believe in. I thought it was just for people that maybe wanted to like zen out, and it was just to feel calm, and I didn't really see the benefit of feeling calm, you know? I don't particularly have goals in my life to, you know, spend several hours balancing on a rock. You know, I just had all these associations, and I just thought meditation was just kind of unnecessary. Didn't really have time for it. Didn't really see how it was going to help me to feel better. And so didn't bother doing it at all. Then after good old research, looking into literature, listening to people I admire in the kind of nutrition and integrative medicine space, people that are much cleverer and wiser than me, doctors, MDs, people with 30, 40 years of experience in helping people to heal. And then there was this common thread where, yeah, they talked about food. Yep, they talked about maybe specific supplementation or practices or detoxification. But there was this common theme where they kept on coming back to this thing of like meditation and how it was like completely transforming them and their clients' life. So I looked into some of the literature and into the research around it, discovered this really good body of research looking into the benefits of meditation, and then joined the dots with how meditation affects your nervous system and how it can help support you to be into to switch into a parasympathetic nervous state, which I knew for me and my own health with my adrenal issues, my thyroid issues, my basically meaning high levels of cortisol, high levels of adrenaline, and different health issues going on that my body was telling me through the physical symptoms that I was experiencing on a day-to-day basis, that it was stressed out of its nut. Now, I didn't feel physically stressed all the time. I wasn't having emotional breakdowns. I was getting stuff done. You know, I wasn't feeling that stress, but my body was telling me it was stressed. My nervous system was like in a state of panic, in a state of go, 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 in a state of sympathetic nervous state all the time. And this was having an effect on my body. It was having an effect on my hormones and my health on so many levels. So I realized I really needed some help actually in getting my body into a parasympathetic nervous state. And the research showed that meditation was one of the best things that you could do. So I'm a very kind of why person, relatively data-driven. I won't do things if I don't have a clear rationale for doing them, if I personally don't believe in them, just the way that my character is. I'll only do something if I am convinced of the why behind it. And I won't do it because other people are doing it. I'll definitely not do it if someone tells me to do it. If you try and tell me to do something, chances are I'll do the opposite. But I started to be really convinced. It made total sense with all that I knew about how the body works, how digestion works, how hormones work. And so I started to practice it. This is probably about 18 months ago. And I have to say that beginning to meditate and learning how to do it, because I do think it's a skill you have to learn, and it's something you have to train your mind to do. And it's been one of the hardest things and one of the hardest disciplines and habits that I've actually had to create in my health journey so far. Now, that's not everyone's experience. Some people find it much easier. I particularly have a particularly monkey mind, I think. And I have done from a very young age, actually. And that's where a lot of my high anxiety historically has come from, and mental health issues. From a very young age, being very anxious. I think that's partly to do with this constant thinking, constant overthinking, constant analyzing, constant questioning, constant activity of the brain on the go all the time from a very, very young age. And so for me, actually, I've never really given my mind space to just be present in the moment, to focus on breathing, to focus on this second right here, right now, to not think about the past, to not think about the future, to not plan things, not write lists, not analyze things, not criticize things, not overthink things, not even imagine things, but just be present. It's not about emptying your mind, meditation. It's not about letting go of things. It's just about being where you are and being fully in that moment, fully aware of your body and your breath and the time and the moment that you are existing in, and not allowing the plans for the future, thoughts of the past to invade that time for a certain period of time. And so when I started to meditate, my mind, it was, didn't know what to do. I was trying to slow down my mind, be present and not overthink, not write lists, not criticize, not judge, not go off into my imagination world, was actually a real challenge to do. But I was obviously convinced of the benefits, and there is some really great benefits when it comes to meditation, specifically onto your nervous system and helping you to get your body into this parasympathetic nervous state, which is where we're going to rest and digest and where our body does its most optimal healing. And it's really, really important that we get into that state at several points in the day, whereas in our culture and our society, most of the time, most of the clients I work with, myself included, are primarily in the sympathetic nervous state, which is on a primal level about fighting, about fleeing. But in our modern society, this can just look like being really productive. This can look like, you know, I got up, got the kids to school, went to work, finished work, came home, made dinner, made a list for the weekend, or then packed lunch boxes, did a bit of ironing, oh, then realized I needed to clean the bathroom, and then crashed to bed. Like, it's just having full lives, focusing on a lot of productivity and never having a moment to just take some breaths and be present. And so I have had to really teach myself how to do this. And so I began on this process, and I began with just 10 minutes a day. And to be fair, that's still how I do it. And have had months when it's gone really well, and I've done like 30 days in a row. And then this week is probably a great example of I had a friend up, my routine was a little bit disrupted. I've probably had like a good maybe 4 days, 5 days where I've not done meditation, and I'm kind of really feeling it. But I want to just explain to you that A, this is not something that is for Zen-like people who have specific spiritual beliefs. This is something your brain requires in order to be healthy. You can call it whatever you like. You can call it meditation. You can call it being present. You can call it mindfulness. You can call it resting, whatever it is. But your brain and your nervous system desperately needs you to take some moments in the day where you just breathe. Where you just take deep breaths in and deep breaths out. And you just take a moment to just be where you are. And then you can move on and get on with the rest of your day. Get on with doing all the stuff that you do. You don't have to stay all day in this meditative state. We are created to be both in a sympathetic and in a parasympathetic nervous state. Our problem is, it's kind of like our brains get stuck in a sympathetic nervous state because we've never taught our brains how to switch. And so this is why I call it flicking the switch with my clients. With my one-to-one practice, I only always recommend that a client take some time to learn how to flick the switch and to train their brain and their nervous system to be able to switch from go, go, go mode into present mode. And then you can switch back again. You know, you don't have to like stay in this state all day. Both states are good, but the problem is we never go into a parasympathetic nervous state. So that's a little bit of kind of my history with it and my journey. And I've actually found it to be really, really beneficial when it comes to my hormonal health, to my digestion. This is a really practical thing. That's what I want to get across to you. I'm a very pragmatic person, and this actually is a really practical way. I'll often describe it as giving a prescription to my clients, as some exercise for the brain. You know, you might exercise your body with a walk or yoga or Pilates. Actually, meditation is a way of really nourishing and supporting your brain. And it also can really help with the healing process. And potentially, if you're not able to get your body into a parasympathetic nervous state, you will just struggle to rebalance and heal and optimize your body, full stop. No matter how perfectly you eat, no matter how perfectly you exercise, no matter how perfectly you supplement, if you are not getting your nervous state to calm down and to feel calm and not threatened and not on the go all the time, then you will really, really struggle to feel the way that you want to feel. So that's a little bit of my story. and some of the objections that I hear, but how do you do it? How the heck do you do it? Well, the first resource I used was something called Headspace. It's an app on your phone. They have a free 30-day program. I highly recommend that. It's a great introduction. It's free for 30 days. Do it every day. It's 10 minutes a day. It's no nonsense. There's nothing weird about it. There's nothing overt. There's no overt belief system in it. It's really helpful. It's a really great program. If you can do that, commit to just 30 days of doing that and doing that as best as you can. That is where I began. That's where I went recommend a lot of clients. There's also apps like the Calm app, which is really, really helpful. But the Headspace 30-Day Journey app, that free program is one of my favorites. So I would highly recommend that. You just download it on your phone, listen to it probably in the morning is the best time, and just get started. And then there's loads of other resources. Once you've gotten the basics, you can then get really nuanced and go into different types. You can look at different faith-based meditation apps. There's a good Christian one that's called Live From Rest, but I wouldn't recommend you start with that. I would actually recommend that you do some sort of introductory meditation course, and then you can get nuanced into it. There's lots of free ones on YouTube that I quite like. I know like Tony Robbins does some. Lots of people do them. I do a real mixture of kind of types of meditation. Some people like music, some people don't. But I really recommend you take 30 days to learn how to do it, because it is something you train your brain in. It doesn't just come naturally. It's not just sitting trying not to think. It's not sitting and emptying your mind. It's not sitting and praying. It's not sitting and like chatting to God. It's actually, it's a very different thing that you need to be taught how to do. So that is how you begin. So it's quite easy. There's loads of other resources out there. You might have another app, another recommendation that you like. Maybe you go to a yoga class. They often do beautiful meditations at the end. So that's probably the very first place I discovered meditation years ago was at yoga classes. But the other apps like Headspace are things that you can do every day and embed into your process. So that's a really simple way of getting started, of actually how to do it. And when it comes to who is it for, I would say it is for everyone. This is one of the few things when it comes to my one-to-one work with clients, I would highly recommend it to everyone. This could really, really benefit everyone's nervous system, everyone's health, everyone's digestion and ability to digest, people's hormonal health, all of these things. And the reason is it's, you might be like, what's this got to do with digestion, Kezia? It's because it's all connected. We are all one whole connected being. You know, what you're thinking, the pace that you move through life affects your cells, it affects your hormones, it affects the messages, the things that your brain picks up on, the emotions within your brain, the things that you feel in the day have a biochemical reaction and response to it. We are one being. So learning how to approach our health in this holistic way is really, really essential. And for too long, we've just boxed in our health of like, well, my lifestyle doesn't affect my health. You know, it's, I just need to fix my cholesterol problem. The fact that I'm super stressed out at work has nothing to do with it. Actually, it has everything to do with it. Oh, you know, my fertility issues, it's just because of PCOS. It's got nothing to do with what I eat or how I sleep. No, it's got everything to do with how you eat and how you sleep. You know, we actually need to remove these boxes and realize we're one person. We are one whole person. And actually, full body health requires training our brain. It requires looking after our cells. It requires intentional thoughts. It requires good sleep. It requires good food, good laughter, lots of joy, smiling, dancing in the kitchen. Which, as I'm like super pregnant right now, dancing in the kitchen has gotten even more entertaining because there's only so much like waddle dancing a girl can do, but I still try, obviously. So that is why I love meditation, why I think it's for everyone, and why I would really urge you to try it for 30 days. I am not invested in any of these apps or companies, nothing like that, but I would just ask you to run an experiment and see how you feel. You might feel like you're the least likely person to ever want to meditate. And that's okay. I was totally the same. But I would just encourage you to try it
and then see how you feel. Okay, so are you ready to try a tiny mini meditation as we speak? Okay, let's get started. So, I want you to close your eyes. Find somewhere comfortable. You could just be sitting on a chair. You could just be standing at your worktop and just take 2 or 3 minutes out of preparing food or doing the dishes. You could lie down. Just find somewhere comfortable. Doesn't even need to be that quiet. I just want you to gently close your eyes. Roll your shoulders back. And just start to take in some deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. We're going to do this 3 more times. In through your nose, out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth, and one last time, in through your nose, and out through your mouth, and make it really nice and loud. And now, just breathe normally, either through your nose or through your mouth, if that's more comfortable. So with your eyes closed, just breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. I just want you to imagine that you're standing in front of the sun or you're in a sunny place. Just imagine all this light in front of you. You can use your imagination. Just imagine being somewhere really sunny, where you're basking in lots of light. And keep on breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Just basking in sun, in light, in life. And in and breathing out, and breathing in, and breathing out. Just fully being present in this moment. If thoughts come, you can just put them to one side and focus back on breathing in and breathing out, and focusing just on the light that you're basking in. And then I want you to take another big breath in through your nose. And a really loud breath out through your mouth. And open your eyes. So how did that feel, lovely? That was a short, like 3 minutes, tiny, tiny meditation. But I imagine you feel a little bit different from when you started listening to this podcast. Maybe you just feel a bit calmer, a bit more settled, a bit more grounded. But by now, by just taking a couple of minutes, your system hopefully will have shifted into a parasympathetic nervous state. And this is a little bit of what it feels like. So I'm going to challenge you to a little experiment. Just try 30 days of just being intentional and breathing in and breathing out. That's all this really is. And your body, your brain, your hormones, your digestion, your skin, your friends and family will all hugely benefit from this. So thank you for joining me this week. Let me know any questions that you have, and I'm sending you lots of love and breaths in and breaths out. Much love. Bye.